CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And be first, the main points. About 3,000 deaths have been recorded in Cameroon since the beginning of the year following ghastly accidents, and the government of Cameroon is bent on making road users respect driving norms to avert the situation, with the suspension of two travel agencies recently involved in accidents that cost the lives of some Cameroonians. Voting is on the way in Rwanda, where the country's 9.5 million registered voters are expected to vote a new president and members of parliament. And in sports, Cameroon has been congratulated for a successful hosting of the 14th edition of the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship, where she emerged champion with 39 medals, 27 of them in gold. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Transport Minister Jean-Ernest Masinangale Bibehe has prolonged the suspension of a travel agency, Trésor, for the non-compliance to a previous sanction. After its suspension, the agency requested the assistance of another company, Princess Voyage, to transport its passengers. A press release issued by Transport Minister on July 5th suspended Trésor travel agency for 7 days following a road accident that occurred in Sancho, west region of the country, where several persons died and over 50 others injured. For conniving with Trésor agency, Princess Voyage has equally been sanctioned for 7 days, time for both agencies to comply with the regulations in force. The Central African Banking Commission, COBAC, has called for a temporary halt on the transfer of unclaimed assets to Cameroon's deposits and consignment funds, SEDEC. The decision conveyed by COBAC Secretary General Marcel Ondele aims to clarify the nature and define the methods of preservation and potential restitution of those assets before any transfers are carried out. Housing and Urban Development Minister Celestin Kechakutes has officially launched the 10th edition of the holiday champion dubbed Festive Football Beer in Banga Fokam in the Ndé Division of the West Region. The football jamboree is to offer an opportunity to close to 1,000 youths learn civic values and ignite the spirit of patriotism in them. Trophies and cash prizes will be awarded to the best teams at the end of the championship. Meanwhile, students and parents in Yaoundé are increasingly engaged in the sales of roast corn, plums and plantain during this holiday period. The local snack that is mostly sold during the rainy season is a source of income for youngsters who seek to support their parents. In this period, one can hardly walk above 10 meters without spotting the local delicacies sold as at low as 150 francs CFA. And we take you out of the country, where voting is underway in Rwanda, where the country's 9.5 million registered voters are expected to vote a new president and members of parliament. President Paul Kagame is seeking a re-election to extend his 24-year rule. An election analyst say he will win by landslide. The election is the first in Rwanda's history in which voting for both the president and parliament is being held on the same day. Mr. Kagame faces two contenders who were authorized to run, while the country's electoral commission barred the other candidates from running. And still out of the country, Gambia's lawmakers have rejected a bill seeking to overturn a 2015 ban on female genital mutilation, FGM. Human rights groups and the UN had urged MPs to block the bill, which was introduced in March after pressure from some Muslim clerics. Gambia is among the 10 countries with highest rate of FGM, with 73% of women and girls aged 15 to 49 having undergone the procedure. And in sports, 10 days to the start of the 2024 Olympic Games to take place in Paris, all the six athletes to represent Cameroon are already acclimatizing in Paris ahead of the event. Team Cameroon will compete in four disciplines, that is athletics, judo, table tennis and swimming, in the upcoming global sports bonanza. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace.
CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Cameroon is currently ranked as the first of 10 countries in Africa with the highest cost of living in the continent midway into the year 2024. The data presented is courtesy of the Numbeo, one of the world's most profound data and research platforms, which recently updated its cost of living index. Belinda Shaw.
Numbeo's data presents Cameroon, Zimbabwe, Mauritius, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Botswana, Morocco and Uganda as the top 10 countries in Africa with the highest cost of living indexes. With a global rank of 72, Cameroon's cost of living index at the continental level is 37.3, with a rent index of 16.9 and groceries or foodstuff index of 36.6, despite the country's significant agricultural and natural resources. An array of setbacks contributes to the financial strain on purses of Cameroonians. Dr. Mackwell Fumbang is an economist and development finance expert.
Supply and demand, geographical events, natural disaster, commodity prices, speculative trade, and government policy. Typically, changes in commodity prices can drive inflation trends by up to 36% of consumer price.
Overpricing of commodities is heightening, whereas simply put, low-income earnings should be cushioned by low cost of living.
Lowering the cost of production of raw material and ensuring also that appropriate technology could be employed, reducing the overall cost of the particular end product, which could then also reduce the prices of commodities.
The effects of high living expenses permeates the society impacting business, education and economic mobility, and this only helps to widen inequality gap in Cameroon.
Belinda Shaw. The Central African Banking Commission, COBAC, has called for a temporary halt on the transfer of unclaimed funds to Cameroon's deposits and consignment fund, SEDEC. COBAC argues that currently there is no clearly defined community regulatory framework to govern these transfers, pointing to risks and disputes between financial institutions, the SEDEC, and the asset holders or their heirs. Winston Lebgar now examines COBAC's move and the position of the SEDEC in the following analysis.
COBAC says it is working on a community-wide framework to guide the handling of unclaimed funds by banking institutions and their transfer to authorized bodies. Its directive on a temporary halt on the transfer of unclaimed funds to CDEC, Cameroon's Deposits and Consignments Fund, was signed on July the 11th. The direct result is that the several financial institutions which had already initiated transfers amounting to over 21 billion francs CFA are now on hold, thus extending uncertainty for the holders of unclaimed assets. Critics of COBAC's directives question why the Central African Banking Commission is coming in now, given that CDEC was created in 2008. The decree on the transfer of money and deposits was signed in 2023. They suspect that recalcitrant banks are behind the move and have instigated the COBAC decision so that they can continue to enjoy and benefit from the operations and transactions tied to the deposits. The unclaimed assets or funds in question refer to funds and securities that have not been claimed by their owners for an extended period. A decree by the Prime Minister on December 2023 stipulated that the assets are to be transferred to the CDEC following established rules by May 31, 2024.
Winston Lebgar, the Minister of Transport, has extended the suspension of the Tresor Travel Agency for failing to comply with a previous sanction meted out on the agency following an accident that occurred on the 1st of July, claiming the lives of four people and over 60 others injured in Sancho West region of Cameroon. A news release issued recently by Minister Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibeher intimated that the said company violated the period of suspension and went ahead to solicit the help of another travel agency by name Princess Voyage to transport passengers on its account. Kelly Eben.
On July 1st, 2024, a road accident involving a bus from the Trésor Travel Agency and a truck occurred on the stretch of road linking Sancho Tunchang in Menwa Division of the West Region. The tragedy that claimed the lives of four persons and left about 60 others injured came amidst government efforts on the ground to prevent such frequent devastating incidents in the country. In a previous communique, the transport boss had ordered for the suspension of the Trésor Travel Agency for a period of 7 days, time for the company to readjust and step up measures to guarantee the safety of passengers. However, the travel agency went ahead to violate the sanctions by conniving with another travel company by name Princess Voyage to transport its passengers. For this reason, the Minister of Transport has sanctioned the Princess Travel Agency for complicity, while the Trésor Travel Company has been added another 7 days suspension for failing to respect the previous sanction meted out on them on July the 5th. Minister Jean-Ernest Massenangale Bibehe reminded heads of interurban transport companies that the government remains committed towards ensuring all actors respect the regulations governing the transport sector.
Kelly Eben reporting. Some travel agencies in Douala have installed surveillance cameras on all their vehicles and offered frequent training programs to the drivers as part of measures to guarantee the safety of passengers. This is in order to strictly respect the rules and regulations prescribed by the Ministry of Transport following the suspension of some travel agencies in Douala by Minister Jean-Ernest Massenangale Bibehe last week. Madam Kwele Bezatia tells us more from Douala.
This is the boss of a travel agency making its arrival at its premises in Akwa Douala from Yaoundé. A successful journey thanks to strategies set aside by management of the agency with respect to government measures as well as instructions assigned to drivers. Abdul Kadir Lamin is the assistant branch manager of the travel agency.
We have a monitoring hall which is equipped where we are in direct contact with the drivers. We used to control the seat belts, fatigue on overspeeding. When we notice he is a little bit tired or if he is overspeeding, he stops the overspeeding. When he receives a call that is very important, he should pass the phone to the hostess.
They organize sensitization programs to keep the drivers abreast with the rules, with sanctions being levied on recalcitrant ones.
We used to make recycling for our drivers. Every driver on the network is aware of the risk, control and ensure safetiness of our passengers.
All these to guarantee safe trips, thus limiting the rate of road accidents. Madonkwele Bezatia, CRTV News, Douala.
Figures from security services indicate that over 3,000 road accidents have been recorded since the start of the year 2024, an upsurge which Albert Njembonde says has become a major preoccupation for the government.
The demise of the former indomitable lion Landrine Gemo on the road is still fresh in every mind. In most fatal accidents, it's a breadwinner who is lost. Families plunged in desolation. It's a human resource the state is being deprived of, and the government whose prime responsibility is the well-being of its citizens immediately feels concerned. It becomes even more preoccupying when the figures keep rising, despite the visible efforts of the road safety teams of the Ministry of Transport and the sensitization and repression teams of the Gendarmerie. Statistics from the police and the gendarmerie indicate that between the 1st of January and the 1st of July 2024, 3,413 cases of road accidents were registered for 256 deaths and 254 wounded, with over 2,500 cases of material damage. The roads linking the cities of Douala and Yaoundé, Douala and Bafoussam and Yaoundé have been identified as the deadly triangle where these accidents mostly occur. Far from being solely a problem of bad roads, most of these accidents are caused by the incivility and irresponsibility of drivers. The sanction meted out by Transport Minister Jean-Ernest Massenangale Bibehe on two travel agencies comes as a reminder for all road users that if you drink, don't drive, Drive slowly, for it's better to be late than never.
Albert Njembonde. The rise in cases of road accidents was a major issue discussed during proceedings of the first biannual conference of regional governors. Beyond the sensitization efforts, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Otanganji, urged road users to be more responsible, intimating that government may be obliged to take draconian measures to reverse the trend, especially with regards to the motorbike sector.
It should be stated that these accidents have been caused by reckless driving. This issue will be examined together with the Minister of Transport, the Police and the National Gendarmerie. On the other hand, motorbike riders have become a major concern, though we have responsible ones and organized trade unions that comply with administrative obligations, such as having driving licenses, number plates and identification jackets. Whereas we have reported cases of recalcitrant bike riders who have refused to abide by laws and regulations. Among these categories, some of them have been arrested by the forces of law and order for aggravated theft, assaults, highway robbery, stabbing of customers, and kidnapping for ransom. Administrative authorities have been instructed to put order in the motorbike sector.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Cameroon joins the rest of the globe today to commemorate the 24th edition of World Youth Skill Day on the theme Youth Skills for Peace and Development, with emphasis on the crucial role of young people in peace building and conflict resolution. On this score, experts say having a digital skill in the present dispensation is of the essence. Khaled Jani spoke to some business owners on the importance of acquiring digital skills for the growth of their business, and compiled the following report.
It is obvious that the world is changing at an unmatched pace in this era of swift technological development. This transformation has reshaped the job market, making digital literacy and tech proficiency indispensable for career successes. Many young entrepreneurs in Yaoundé, like Susanna Nelson, have equipped themselves with just the basics to help promote their businesses.
Most of the things that we see online are the things that we are excited to use. We want to have them.
Advance in technology has helped a lot of small businesses grow rapidly, now posting their business items on their WhatsApp status. It helps attract more customers, the best of themselves, and facilitates income generation.
Others like Sandrine have learned more advanced skills to give them a competitive edge and open more career prospects.
The small digital skills that I have is helping me to analyze my data effectively and to communicate with my colleagues and even my suppliers.
As Cameroon joins the world this July 15 to commemorate World Youth Skills Day under the theme Youth Skills for Peace and Development, some Cameroonians have opined that it is important for the government to continue to equip more young people with skills for employment, decent work and entrepreneurship.
Roast corn, plums and plantains are old age local snacks that some Yaoundé denizens love to relish, mostly sold during the rainy season because of their availability at the time. This business equally stands as a strong source of income for youth seeking to make ends meet on holidays. FOC Babatunde scouted the city of Yaoundé and now tells us how the business is faring in the following report.
It is flooding corn, plums and plantains in the markets of Yaoundé, and roasting these food items for sale is the source of livelihood for Madame Sofak ever since she became the breadwinner of her family.
There are days that market is good and days that does not go at all. To take care of my five children in Yaoundé, I lost my husband. It's 5 years now.
Currently on high demand due to its season of harvest, the sale of roast corn, plums and plantains is little Francesca's way of supporting her parents prepare for the upcoming school year.
I roast corn and plum to help my mother so that she can cook food and sell in order to prepare my food for the next year, because I'm writing BPC next year.
The local snack, sold for as low as 150 francs, is treasured by Cameroonians who say its aroma is just
irresistible.
It is literally my favorite street food. Like, I remember as a child, my grandmom would always roast it and give me, accompanied with amazing stories. A day does not go by without me eating.
Roast corn, apart from being a perfect match with roast plums, is also eaten with boiled groundnuts.
FOC Baba Tunde. On to sports now. Youth from the four subdivisions that make up the Ndé in the West region of Cameroon have started participating in the 10th edition of the Holiday Championship dubbed Festifood Pool Beer. It is the initiative of Housing and Urban Development Minister Celestine Kecha-Cortes, who over the weekend presided at the opening ceremony in Banga Fokam Village. Details with Kelvin Nembo.
Youths in Bangante, Tonga, Bazu, and Basamba are enjoying their summer vacation thanks to the Ndee Useful Holidays and Festifood Pool Beer. The initiator, Minister Celestine Kecha-Cortes, who has also offered paid holiday jobs to some 1,000 youths, says the aim is to ensure they spend a stress-free vacation.
They should like to work. They should be serious. They should be working with faith. I've shared with these young people the vision and the wish of the head of state. And I'm sure that at the end of this special vacation period, many will have their small money to contribute for the school.
For over a month, activities will be organized geared towards the promotion of work values, patriotism, combating hate speech, and raising awareness on the responsible use of social media, promotion of living together, amongst others. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Banga Fokam.
Elsewhere, Cameroon has won the 14th edition of the Central African Karate Championship that ended yesterday in Yaoundé with a total of 39 medals, 27 in gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze. It was the second victory for Cameroon after the election of the president of the country's federation, Bertin Ndongmo, as secretary general of the Central African Karate Federation's union during the elective general assembly that preceded the championship. Ben Collins Nyeberwo has a roundup of the 14th African Zone 4 Karate Championship.
For 27 times, the chorus of the national anthem of Cameroon was played at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé that welcomed the 14th African Zone 4 Karate Championship. The host stood tall from the start of the competition to the end with all the 39 athletes that represented the country winning medals, 27 in gold, 7 silver, and 5 bronze. The president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Bertin Ndongmo, said the victory is a fruit of collective efforts.
We want to thank the government of the Republic of Cameroon. They give all we need to prepare and organize this competition. The challenge is we're going to participate to develop karate in all this country.
144 athletes from 7 African countries took part in the competition. The Democratic Republic of Congo, that was represented by 21 athletes, finished second with 17 medals, 6 in gold, 6 silver, and 5 bronze, while Congo completed the podium with 10 medals, 3 in gold, 3 silver, and 4 bronze. Athletes from Gabon, Burundi, Chad, and Equatorial Guinea also won medals for their countries. The director of competition, Oscar Chofo, admitted it was a successful event.
This is the first time the Central Africa region that we are having 7 countries with athletes.
The next international rendezvous for karate athletes will be the African Championship that is scheduled for Tunisia this September.
Ben Collins Nyeberwo reporting. In more sports news, the 6 athletes to represent Cameroon in the 2024 Olympic Games in France continue fine-tuning tactics in Paris ahead of the event that begins in 10 days. Cameroon will present 4 disciplines in the global sports bonanza. Harrison Ashutiku with details.
Athletics, judo, table tennis, and swimming are the disciplines that the 6 Cameroonian athletes to take part in the 2024 Olympic Games will compete in. Emmanuel Essemi and Linda Angunu are involved in athletics. 100 meters gold medalists in the 2024 African Games in Accra, Ghana, 2023 Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey, and Francophonie Games in Kinshasa, Emmanuel Esemi is one of the flag bearers of Team Cameroon. His teammate in athletics, Linda Angunu, won bronze medal in the just-ended African Athletic Championship in Douala, bronze in the African Games in Accra, Ghana, and the Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey. 2010 Africa Table Tennis champion Sarah Hanfu is the most experienced athlete in Team Cameroon. The 37-year-old will be making her third Olympic Games appearance in Paris this July after competing in the 2012 edition in London, England, and 2021 in Tokyo, Japan. 34-year-old judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela is another flag bearer of Team Cameroon. Sopimbela is African champion in the less than 78 kilogram category. 21-year-old Mabela Ngwelo and 17-year-old Sejo Ngiche are invited to represent Cameroon in swimming. It will be the first Olympic appearance for the two swimmers trained in Douala.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again, the main points. About 3,000 deaths have been recorded in Cameroon since the beginning of the year following ghastly accidents, and the government of Cameroon is bent on making road users respect driving norms to avert the situation. Rwanda's voting at a presidential election with President Paul Kagame tipped as favorite candidate. And in sports, Cameroon has been congratulated for a successful hosting of the 14th edition of the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship, where she emerged champion with 39 medals, 27 of them in gold. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a Ambi. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Malis Natasha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Insécurité routière, 256, c'est le nombre de décès enregistrés sur nos routes depuis le 1er janvier 2024. Le ministre des Transports appelle les usagers de la route à plus de responsabilités pour réduire ce chiffre. Jean-Ernest Massenanga et Bibéhé suspend par ailleurs deux compagnies de transport Trésor Voyage qui auraient contourné la décision du ministre en poursuivant ses activités grâce à l'aide de Princesse Voyage. Cette dernière, accusée de complicité, subit des sanctions du gouvernement. En rappel, au moins 5 personnes ont perdu la vie dans un accident de la circulation impliquant Trésor Voyage. C'était le 1er juillet dernier. Période de trêve scolaire, les jeunes s'intéressent aux stages de vacances dans certaines structures et espaces marchands. Comme au marché des fleurs, lieu dit Montéabia, des stagiaires issus des centres de formation de la femme et de la famille s'attellent à la confection des bouquets de fleurs naturels. Dans les rues de la capitale, ce sont les petits commerçants qui affluent. Ils font du petit commerce à objectif rester occupés et faire des économies pour mieux préparer la rentrée scolaire. Toujours dans le cadre des vacances, le ministre Célestine Kecha-Courtès a procédé au lancement à Bagamfokan du concept des vacances utiles. Il est question d'offrir 1000 stages de vacances aux jeunes en vue de promouvoir les valeurs citoyennes à travers le travail et le patriotisme. En sport, karaté, le Cameroun sacré champion d'Afrique centrale avec 39 médailles engrangées. C'était à l'issue hier de la 14e édition des championnats d'Afrique région centre tenue dans la ville de Yaoundé. Jeux olympiques Paris 2024, les 6 athlètes camerounais sont déjà en stage d'acclimatation à Hermont, dans le Val d'Oise. 10 500 athlètes de 206 pays sont attendus et vont rivaliser dans 329 épreuves dans 32 disciplines. Le Cameroun, lui, sera représenté dans 4 disciplines. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.